Welcome back to The Deep Dive. Today, we are really focusing on, well, the cost of not being prepared. We're basically hitting the panic button here because we're diving deep into the economics of IT support, and specifically the, frankly, shocking cost of failure. Let's just start with a big number. Recent industry reports, they show the average cost of IT downtime is now over $5,600 per minute.
Per minute.
For mid-sized businesses, expected in 2025.
That figure is, it's pretty staggering. Mm-hmm. And when you actually multiply it out, it just shines a huge light on the fundamental issue with how most companies traditionally handle their tech.
Which is
relying on that old break-fix model, right?
Yeah.
You only pick up the phone when the network's already down, or, you know, the server is practically sending up smoke signals.
Yeah, wait till it's broken.
Exactly. It's totally reactive. And it means you end up paying, like, three times over. First for the disruption itself. Then you pay that emergency premium for the fix.
Right, the panic tax.
The panic tax, I like that. And then third, for cleaning up the mess afterwards. It's just inefficient.
You're literally just throwing money at the problem after it's already happened. Okay, let's unpack this properly. Our mission today really is to explore managed IT services, MIS, let's call it.
Okay.
The sources are presenting this as the proactive solution. So for you listening, MIS is basically an outsourced IT department, subscription-based, where a provider takes full responsibility 24/7 for keeping things running.
It's a different mindset.
Totally. And the claims are huge. They say MIS can cut downtime by up to 80% and slash overall support costs by 25 to 40%. We need to figure out how. How does this prevention thing actually deliver that kind of change, and what's the real ROI?
Okay, let's start by forcing ourselves to look past just the obvious cost when a system crashes. The biggest mistake businesses make, thinking downtime is just, you know, paying wages while people twiddle their thumbs.
Oh yeah, that massively understates it.
Massively. The actual financial hit is much, much wider.
It really is. When I saw the breakdown in the data, the costs just ripple outwards in ways I hadn't fully considered. The sources lay out about five main categories of cost. It paints a pretty grim picture, honestly.
It does.
But before we dig into those specifics, just to put that $5,600 a minute figure back in perspective for everyone listening, that's roughly, what, the cost of chartering a private jet for the whole time we're talking right now?
That's actually a pretty good way to picture how fast that money disappears.
Right. Vaporized.
So the first category is the most straightforward. Direct financial losses. Simple example. If you're a business doing, say, $1 million a year, just one single hour of downtime during peak hours could easily cost you $500 or more in lost revenue. Money you just never get back.
And if you're e-commerce or something transaction-based?
Oh, forget about it. That number skyrockets. Yeah. Then you've got the internal bleeding. It's called the productivity drain.
Yeah, everyone's still on the clock. Salary, benefits, overhead, but they're just staring at a dead screen.
And that wasted labor cost. It's huge because it scales with every single employee affected. Let's say you have a four-hour outage. Maybe it hits 20 employees.
Okay.
That one event could easily burn through $4,000 to $12,000 just in wasted labor. It's a massive financial black hole producing zero value.
And then you finally make the call for help, right? Which brings us to cost number three, recovery and repair expenses. That emergency tech you managed to find, they're not giving you the standard rate.
No way. You're paying that emergency premium. Breakfix guys, they charge higher rates, often non-contract rates, for urgent calls, especially after hours. You're looking at maybe $150, even up to $300 per hour.
Ouch.
And often with like a four-hour minimum charge. Mm-hmm. When you're desperate, you just pay it. So those reactive costs climb incredibly fast.
And then beyond the immediate cash drain, there's the longer-term damage. Customer impact. If your system fails when a customer needs something access, a purchase, they don't forget that frustration.
No, that reputational hit is very, very real. The sources we looked at cite studies showing that about 25% of customers a quarter will actually switch to a competitor after just one bad tech experience.
Wow. One failure and potentially a quarter of your clients walk.
That's the potential risk, yeah. After a single, probably preventable failure.
Okay, and the fifth one, the really scary one, compliance and security risks.
Right. If the downtime is because of a security breach or maybe failing to meet industry regulations, now you're talking huge fines, legal fees.
Yeah.
Those can easily hit six or even seven figures for serious incidents, especially if you're in finance or healthcare, places like that.
So the cost isn't just linear, it compounds across the whole business.
Exactly. It's a cascade effect.
Okay, so we've painted a pretty bleak picture of the reactive break-fix world, financially toxic, totally unpredictable. Now, let's pivot to the solution. How does managed IT actually turn this chaos into something stable and predictable? It's a whole different philosophy, isn't it? More prevention than cure.
That's the absolute core difference. The provider, the MSP, takes on the responsibility for preventing the failures in the first place. And the main tool for that is proactive monitoring.
Okay.
MSPs use these really sophisticated tools, often using AI now, that track hundreds of performance metrics across your entire system, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. They're not waiting for an alert that something crashed.
They're watching the vital signs.
Exactly. They're reading the vital signs of your whole infrastructure constantly.
Can you give us some concrete examples? Like, what sort of things does that 247 monitoring actually catch before they blow up?
Sure. Things you'd probably never even notice yourself until it's way too late. For instance, they might see a server's hard drive starting to develop bad sectors, or maybe a specific stick of RAM failing intermittently.
Stuff that causes weird slowdowns you can't pin down.
Precisely. Or they might watch memory usage slowly creeping up over weeks, which could indicate, a software memory leak that's going to crash something eventually. Or they spot unusual network traffic patterns, maybe signs of an attempted hack or malware spreading before it actually locks everything down.
Right. So because they jump in at that very first warning sign, often remotely, maybe overnight, this predictive approach, the sources estimate it prevents, what was the number? A huge percentage of outages.
Yeah, the estimates are around 70 to 80% of potential outages are prevented before users even notice a glitch.
70 to 80%. That's massive.
It is that huge reduction in downtime. It mostly comes from just getting rid of all those small, preventable technical issues that build up in unmanaged systems.
Okay, another piece the sources really hammered home was proactive patch management and security. Now, for anyone listening, why is just installing updates whenever you feel like it's so risky? I mean, we've all hit remind me later.
We absolutely have, yeah. But in a business environment, it's basically negligence. Software vulnerabilities are the number one way hackers get in, especially for ransomware. Proactive patch management means all your operating systems, your applications, they get the security patches they need, but on a planned, tested schedule.
Ah,
Yeah.
tested. That's key, right?
Crucial. It hardens your security by closing known holes before criminals exploit them. And critically, the MSP tests those patches first.
So you avoid that nightmare where an untested update actually breaks some essential business software.
Exactly. They manage the risk of the update itself,
Right.
and it stops those, frantic 3 a.m. scrambles when some critical zero-day vulnerability hits the news because your systems are already up to date.
Okay, let's shift gears slightly to the strategic side. You mentioned strategic technology planning earlier as part of good MIS. What does that actually look like for a business owner day to day?
This is really where an MSP moves beyond being just a repair shop and becomes more of a partner. Strategic planning means they help you line up your tech spending with your actual long-term business goals.
So
Like budget forecasting for replacing hardware so you don't suddenly get hit with a giant bill when five old PCs die at once. Managing software licenses efficiently. Making sure the tech you plan to buy next year actually supports the growth you're aiming for. It makes tech spending predictable, measurable.
that really changes the whole dynamic. Okay, and then when something does eventually need a human touch, the predictability factor changes again, thanks to service level agreements, SLAs.
Yeah.
Can you quickly explain what an SLA is for listeners who aren't familiar?
Sure. An SLA is basically a contract. It's a guarantee from the MSP defining the level of service and, crucially, the response times they promise to provide for different types of issues. It just removes all that uncertainty of the break-fix model where you're just hoping someone picks up the phone.
Right, no more crossing your fingers. So, what are typical response times we see in SLAs based on how serious the problem is?
Well, for a really critical issue, say, the whole network is down, nobody can work. You're typically looking at a guaranteed 15 to 30 minute response time. That's immediate
Right.
attention, very fast. For high priority things, maybe affecting a specific team or a key function, the commitment is usually around 1 to 2 hours. And even for low priority stuff, routine requests, they're still addressed within a predictable window, usually 24 to 48 hours. That contractual predictability, it's gold for business planning and frankly for staff morale too.
Definitely lowers the stress levels. Okay, let's get back to the money, the proof. We're shifting, as you said, from unpredictable panic spending to a predictable monthly cost. The sources usually put this somewhere between $100 and $200 per user per month.
Right, that's the typical range.
But here's the question. If a business isn't having massive meltdowns every single week, how can they be sure that fixed monthly fee isn't just an extra expense they don't need?
That's a totally fair question. You know, is that huge 80% downtime reduction claim really achievable, or is it just because the old way was so bad? The sources argue it's kind of both. The fixed cost definitely makes budgeting easier. But the key is that the prevention side is so effective. The data really does back it up. This shift typically cuts overall annual IT spending by 25 to 40% compared to purely reactive support.
Okay, let's make it concrete. Let's use that downtime reduction scenario from our source material. This really makes the numbers stark.
Absolutely. Let's take a classic mid-sized business example. Before they switched to MIS, let's say they had maybe 6 significant outages a year, averaging 4 hours each.
Okay, so 24 hours total downtime annually.
24 hours total. Now, using conservative loss figures, maybe $5,000 an hour in lost productivity and revenue. That's an annual downtime cost of $120,000.
Wow. Plus whatever they paid for those emergency fixes on top.
Exactly. That's just the downtime cost.
Yeah.
Now, after they implement MIS, thanks to catching those, say, 5 smaller preventable issues early, they only experience maybe 1 or 2 minor incidents a year. Total downtime might drop to just 1 or 2 hours.
Huge difference.
Massive. So their annual downtime cost plummets to maybe $5,000 to $10,000.
So the net annual savings just from reducing downtime is somewhere between $110,000 and $115,000.
That's the math. Suddenly, that monthly per user fee doesn't look like an expense. It looks like an incredible investment.
Yeah, it really reframes it.
And don't forget the other financial wins, the softer ones.
Yeah.
You eliminate those emergency rate premiums that 1.5x or 2x surcharge the break fix guys hit you with.
Right.
Plus, productivity loss shrinks even further. Because good MSPs resolve something like 70 to 80% of problems remotely without needing disruptive visits or pulling employees off their tasks.
And we absolutely have to talk about the security ROI. Avoiding just one major breach is potentially the biggest saving of all. What did the numbers say there?
Yeah, this is critical. The proactive security that's built into managed IT, the patching, the monitoring, endpoint protection, all of it, it prevents an estimated 90 to 95% of common cyber attacks.
90 to 95%.
Which is huge, because for a mid-sized business, the average cost of recovering from a single major data breach, it can easily be $150,000 to $500,000, maybe more.
Good.
So avoiding just one average breach could pay for years, maybe even a decade, of managed services.
Yeah.
The ROI on the security component alone is immense.
Okay, so for anyone listening who's thinking, all right, maybe this MIS thing makes sense, knowing what good looks like is vital. What are the absolute must-have components they should look for in a quality provider?
Yeah, there are definitely key things. You need 5 non-negotiables, really.
Yeah.
First, obviously, that comprehensive 24/7/365 monitoring and support. That's table stakes.
Got it.
Second, continuous proactive maintenance and optimization. It's the patching, performance tuning, keeping things running smoothly. Third, the strategic piece we talked about. Strategic technology planning, aligning IT with business goals.
Right, the partnership aspect.
Exactly. Fourth, you need robust backup and disaster recovery. And crucially, this isn't just having backups, it's regularly testing the recovery process. Don't just assume it works.
Test the parachute before you jump. Makes sense.
Precisely. And finally, look for vendor management. A good MSP will deal with your internet provider, your software vendors, your phone system people, so you don't have to juggle all those different relationships and tech supports.
Okay, that's a solid checklist. Now, since our sources often emphasize regional expertise, let's touch on that. What's the advantage of picking a local provider, say someone based in Orange County as an example, versus a big national remote-only company?
Yeah, local knowledge can actually be a significant advantage. A local provider inherently understands things a remote-only service might miss. They'll know California-specific compliance rules, like data privacy laws, right out of the gate.
Mm-hmm.
They're often familiar with the infrastructure in local commercial buildings, internet providers, wiring quirks, which could speed up troubleshooting dramatically. And critically, if you do need someone physically on site for a hardware issue, a local provider guarantees much faster response times. That cuts your downtime even further.
Makes sense. And the actual switch, the transition to MIS, it's not like flipping a switch and causing chaos, right? How quickly does a business start seeing these benefits?
No, it's usually pretty smooth. The initial monitoring tools often get deployed almost immediately. you'll likely start seeing some preventative benefits like catching small issues within the first 30 to 60 days as they do an initial cleanup.
Okay, pretty quick.
Yeah, the full implementation, getting all the security protocols optimized, the strategic planning mapped out, that usually takes maybe 4 to 8 weeks, depending on how complex your current setup is.
That's actually a fairly rapid timeline for such a big improvement in reliability. But how does a good MSP actually prove they're delivering value over time? What metrics should you, the customer, be looking at?
Transparency is absolutely crucial here. And the best MSPs provide regular, clear reports showing their performance. You definitely want to track your uptime percentage. The goal should always be 99.9% or higher. You need to track mean time to resolution, or MTTR. That's basically the average time it takes them to fix an issue once it's reported. Lower is better, obviously.
Right.
And maybe the most powerful metric. They should be tracking and reporting the number of incidents prevented, showing you the problems you didn't have because of their proactive work. That's hard evidence of value.
That really tells the story. Okay, so wrapping up this deep dive, the core takeaway seems crystal clear. The future of reliable IT support is proactive, not reactive. We've seen how those volatile, scary emergency costs can actually be transformed into a predictable strategic investment, an investment that delivers huge ROI, mainly by stopping problems before they cost you that $5,600 a minute.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
If we just take that one step further, connecting it back to the strategic technology planning idea,
yeah,
it poses a really interesting question for you, the listener.
Have
fun. If your tech team, whether that's internal people or an outsourced MSP, if they're suddenly not spending all their time fighting fires and just reacting to problems, how does that change your whole outlook? How can you start seeing IT not just as this necessary cost you have to manage, but as a genuine strategic asset, something that actually gives you a measurable competitive advantage in your market?
That's a powerful shift in perspective, definitely something worth thinking about. Don't wait for the next crisis to consider this. Take what you've learned from this deep dive and really assess your current IT support model today. Thanks for joining us.